Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, it's been a week.
We have a really like heavy run of guests coming up, which I'm really excited about. However, one of them did have to cancel today.
I know. That's fine.
Life happened, so we wish them a quick recovery. We'll talk next week. And until then, we'll just talk to each other.
I don't even know what happened.
Neither do I. I guess we'll find out.
It's so ominous when someone's like, we have to cancel last minute.
Here we are. We've done it before. We'll do it again.
Yeah. I feel like you've gone to a shit ton of fragrance things this week.
I'm out here.
You're out here.
No,
you're
I don't
doing
home.
The pa- you're pounding the pavement and I'm texting you, how is it from home?
That was actually so funny.
You know what it is that I wanted to go to that event, but I was, and then I forgot I had therapy that night.
Oh.
And then I was like, well, maybe I'll see how I feel after therapy, which is usually normal. It's just that it was raining. I was like, I got to cross the river.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a minute because that could be what I'm wearing. I did, before that same night, went to the event for the new Martha Stewart skincare brand.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
A portrait of a guy that loves to RSVP. No, my friend was running the event, so she told me to come, so I did. And I don't know what I expected, but that was not...
Was it a dinner or was it just like a meet?
No, it was just a cocktail. Uh-huh. But it was like celebrities.
Martha.
Quote unquote celebrities.
Quote unquote.
but
Z-list celebrities.
I walked in and immediately passed Michaela. I don't know how to say her last name. Michaela from TikTok.
Like, got it.
Michaela. And I was like, oh, we're doing that. Oh. So I just found the beauty editors and we circled up and chatted. But
yeah. See, I never know who anyone is, but I can tell that they're like an influencer by the amount of disdain they look at me with.
The Hiltons were there. Some housewives were there. Uh-huh. And then just, it was cute though. There was a gigantic table of oysters, which I did not eat.
I saw that and I was like, that's norovirus right there.
Yeah. I'm not that confident, but it was lovely. And Martha Stewart was Martha Stewarting and we celebrated her. It was just one of those very New York events, but it was
where
cute.
Was it?
I couldn't actually can't tell you. Mid Upper East Side.
Okay. Mupper East.
Mupper East, yeah. On Tuesday though, I went to that Mac Nicola Formichetti event.
I was curious about that, but then I didn't know who that was.
Nicola Formichetti is the reason that I know him as a gay person.
Uh-huh.
Is that he was Lady Gaga's not like creative director, but more than a stylist, less than a creative director during her like very hot Born This Way, Fame Monster, Imperial phase. They worked very closely together. Okay. So he was responsible for a lot of her very iconic fits. And then he went on to found a couple of his own brands. And now he is Mac's creative director. I just thought it was like, I think that's going to be a really cool link up. So I went. It was really cool. It was at the that cursed WSA building.
Everyone's in there.
You know what, though? I got to say, this is like the third event I've been to with a shit ton of people, but a really big space. So you don't feel claustrophobic. Yeah. I'm like, okay, this is I can do this. Yeah. But I got there, I walked around, and then boom, Nicola was like right next to me. I was like, oh, you're here.
At his own event.
At his own event. But it was lovely. Again, saw a lot of the beauty girls. Saw a friend of the show, Ari. And it was great. It was just a sort of fun New York night. Oh, fuck. They gave me a lipstick and lip liner that I think are actually way more your colors than I meant to bring them.
Dang.
It's a beautiful, like, brick red.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was, like, a collection or just...
I think it's just to announce that, like, he's helming
he's
it.
A guy.
And, yeah, it was set up a gallery.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Give us makeup. Oh, don't give us announcements.
Oh, they will. It was cute. Yeah.
I didn't... I'm like, did I go anywhere this... I have all these things on my calendar that I did not go to. I didn't go to fucking... I had an event every single night and I didn't go to any of them. I cannot be trusted.
Meanwhile, I can't stay home.
You know what it was? It's like a thing I theoretically want to go to and then I learn a detail that I'm like, no. I learn one inconvenient detail that I'm like, absolutely not.
And that detail could be anything.
It's make or break. Okay, for instance, this week, Anna Sui just released a book about the 90s. She was doing a book signing at Bookmark, the Marc Jacobs bookstore.
Yeah.
And I fucking love Anna Sui. And then I got an invitation from the PR, but it seems like it was a public event anyway.
I got that same invitation. Yeah. I RSVP'd and then I got the confirmation email and I was like, oh no.
Exactly. They were like, books will be on sale for $75. And I was like, no, give me the book.
It's not even that. I was just like, oh, this will be a line that I can't avoid.
Also that, you know? I had a feeling. They were like, please come early. And I was like, I will still email the PR to see if they will send me the book.
They will. But
I just don't want to wait in a line.
And that's valid.
Ever.
You know whose Rizzoli book I do want? Simone Rocha's. I've been hunting that down.
For a second, I was like, I thought you said ravioli. And I was like, what?
No, that Rizzoli and a sweet book should be pretty fire, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am happy that we are on the other side of Fashion Week. And we both say Fashion Week, understanding that we are fragrance, not a fashion people predominantly. And we have it much easier than many others do. So shout out to everyone who did that this week. We hope you are rested and hydrated and smelling great.
I remember like when I had a job and you'd have to go backstage to see the beauty look and interview the makeup artist and the hairstylists to be like, what's the look? And you never knew what it would be until you got there. And depending on like what it was, you could write about it. You would have to haul your ass to Lincoln Center at 7 a.m. And then they're like, it's not makeup. And I'm like, go to hell. How dare you?
To me, and I think some others, because someone was having this conversation this week, like the whole BTS reporting from Fashion Week back sort of is starting to feel like a thing of the past. Just thanks to like TikTok and everything else. Because it's all going to be outdated by the time the... Yep. It runs anyway, unless I feel like it is the celebrity makeup artist and they're launching something new, usually in collaboration with something else. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, there's also a lot of parties, so like people cover that.
Yeah.
Have you been getting, I've been getting a lot of from those who shall remain nameless perfume brands.
I'll name them.
That are like, get the look and it'll be a celebrity and it's a perfume brand. And I'm like, what do you mean look? Like Chris Briney wore blah, blah, blah perfume to this party event. And I was like, number one, how do you know that? And I'm sure you planted it.
Yeah.
But it's just get the look. I'm like, what do you mean? It's not a look. What?
Get the smell. That's more interesting to me.
Yeah, but I know that it's just regurgitated in their press release format, but it's just so funny to me. They're like, so-and-so wore this fragrance. And I'm like, that's not a story. Like, I'm sorry, but that's not a story. You can't make fragrance be that thing.
Right. It's officially false, I guess.
It will be, I think, Tuesday.
Did that eclipse happen? Are we howling at the moon
there's
yet?
Another eclipse tomorrow. Oh. There was an eclipse last weekend?
I think last weekend.
Oh.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. And there's one tomorrow to close out the cycle. They always come in pairs.
Do they?
Allegedly. Of what little I know about astrology. I know more now because my entire fucking explore page is just like all about that shit. Mm. And it's, guys, if you're trying to be an influencer, just start saying shit like this. There's so many views. It's crazy.
Sable, what do you smell like today?
Thank you for asking. I smell like Nozu, Sane No More. And that's Sane, S-A-I-N. It's a cheeky little pun. Something, something Scottish.
Huh. Okay.
I actually met with one of the founders of this brand. They're based in the UK. They're a new independent perfume brand. And they caught my eye because they have these really beautiful sculptural caps.
I was going to ask if these are the ones with the big fat ass caps.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have these chrome.
Gorgeous.
They almost look like an alien spacecraft.
So pretty.
They're so gorgeous. And then unfortunately, because they're in the UK, it's like, how do we get them here? And the founders happen to be in town. And... they asked to meet up, so I was like, sure. So we grab a coffee.
Where'd you go?
My favorite place, Two Hands. Or okay. I just basically try to push the banana bread on everybody.
Sure.
And they walked me through the scent. And my favorite one was Say No More, which, as I'm reading from their Instagram, it is inspired by the old Scottish, I'm going to say this wrong, Hogmanay.
You're looking at me like I have the answer.
I don't know. Sorry. I'm like, you're white. Anyway, sorry. A Scottish tradition of saining, where the home is blessed and cleansed with juniper smoke to welcome in the new year. So, as you can say, this is like very smoky, very... It has this kind of burnt hay quality to it. That's It has, I don't know. It's giving like ancient ceremony vibes in a very kind of like witchy way, which is great. They call out smoke, burnt herbs and berries, warm embers, and fresh beginnings. Ooh, very eclipse appropriate. Okay, here's a better list, actually. So they call out incense, juniper berry, bergamot, aldehydes, blue hemlock, cistus, sage, Texan cedarwood, vetiver, juniper tar, amber. Oh my gosh. No, that's it. End of list. Sorry, end of list. Mm-hmm. It's so good in a way that harkens back to Diaz and Durga Mississippi Medicine for me.
Yeah.
It's like this burnt incense-y tar.
I would even say that plus a little bit of Burning Barbershop.
A little bit, yeah. But there's something, ugh. I like, again, we do not seasonalize scents here, but this is like a really perfect, like cold campfire mm-hmm. kind of scent, like a fall campfire in the woods, and you're all bundled up.
It's really woody and smoky.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a sort of scotchy amber.
Yeah, in, yeah. The there's something quite golden about it,
it's
too.
It's not sweet, no. But there's a sweetness. This yeah. one's got a little sweetness to it. It's a little sweetness. I could see people going nuts over this.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the scent. I think Mississippi Medicine had a similar effect in my experience. So you wear it and then people are just like, what are you wearing? Mm. And then they start foaming at the mouth.
Well, people love woods. people love really intense woods.
Yeah. Pretty. It's really pretty. And after, now that it's been sitting on my wrist for about like maybe 40 minutes now. And it's drying down and it's warming up and it's getting a little bit more grounded, it's even better.
Gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. Oh my god.
You gave me the set last week and I yeah. forgot to take it, so I'm taking it now.
And they're only available in the UK, I think, which is unfortunate. But for all our listeners in the UK, go check out Nosu, NOSU. They have 3 cents, so it won't overwhelm you. Beautiful bottles, and they smell great. And they're lovely folks. At least, okay, half of the duo who I met. Lovely folks. Shout out Jacob if you're listening. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
Speaking of the UK and speaking of events, we got invited to this event at the very iconic Chelsea Hotel from a not new brand but new to the US called Liberty, but it's been devalued. Liberty, so it's LBTY. Devalued. And I'm like, now what is this called? Yeah. And to be honest, because this is a place of honesty, the name Liberty gave me a little bit of a spook because I'm just sort of like, what kind of Liberty are we talking
about? Yeah, yeah. It's like, so what kind? Liberty yeah. for all or for some?
Yeah, right. Like, what color hat are you wearing? But I looked it up and I was like, oh, they're from the UK. I'm safe. Yeah. And I really liked the publicist page, so I went. Uh-huh. And so Liberty, I thought they were a UK department store, but I think they're just a UK brand. Their brand has a lot of really iconic floral patterns, and yeah. all of the fragrances are paired with and inspired by a floral pattern.
Got it.
And initially I was sort of like, well, I'm already gonna be out, whatever. Yeah. I'll just go. Yeah. Not expecting a whole ton. I gotta say, man, like, this collection really pleasantly surprised me. I believe they have 8 yeah. fragrances. I think 4 of which I was like, damn. And then the other 4 were probably just a little too floral for me personally. Mm-hmm. But someone out there is going to love them. But there were 2 that I really fell in love with. One of them I'm obsessed with. It's called Vine Thief. And it is a strawberry fragrance. I will safely say I'm obsessed with this fragrance. The notes are strawberry liqueur, condensed milk, skin musks and leather, which is like what I get from it.
Uh-huh.
And then the whole build is strawberry liqueur, orris absolute, labdanum, leather, clearwood, skin musk, vanilla, and condensed milk. And Henri Blanc did this.
Mm.
And actually just smell this one.
It's subtle, but it's really nice.
It was wearing heavy on me that yeah. night. It's a little lighter now, but it's so pretty. It's a very, to me, and I don't say this in a critical way, it's a very heavy fragrance. Mm. The strawberry liqueur obviously is very syrupy. The condensed milk, of course, is very creamy and fatty, and you really get that. And then the skin musks sort of air it out a little bit, and then the leather just gives it this nice sort of smooth texture. I put it on at the event and
yeah.
couldn't stop smelling myself. And then the morning I woke up, I was like, nah, this is still really good. So
that's cute.
Really, really
vine
pleasant.
As in strawberry vine.
Yes.
Oh, that's cute. And I like that. Because when I hear vine, I think of green, like really green and like crisp.
I think of wine.
Oh, that too. That too. I don't think grape scents are hitting.
Yeah, no. Not
they
yet.
Tried to grape and they just couldn't do it.
I really can't overstate how much I like this.
Really?
To be honest. Yes, it's so
damn
pretty.
I should have went.
The packaging is gorgeous too. The box itself, the color of the banner here, it's just like purple maroon. Beautiful. Yeah. I don't know, man. They got me. And then the other one I got, which I need to wear again to have a coherent opinion on, is called, I believe, Zephyrine. More on that later.
Okay.
But yeah, it was, I'm gagged. And really like the collection. Really, really happy I went. And was at the Chelsea Hotel. The whole thing was filled with florals. It was really beautiful. They had a string, not quartet, because there were 3 of them. A string trio that played Thank You Next. So it checked all my boxes. Really great. I'm going to definitely go back to this one quite a bit this fall. I'm just thrilled by it.
Nice.
That's great.
Damn, maybe I should.
It's okay.
It was just like, I don't know. It was right after therapy. It was raining. I was like, I got to go to Chelsea. Like, well, it's not going to happen. Yeah. But wish it was there.
They got the girls for this one. Honorine Blanc, Frank Vocal.
They got money.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I don't know where they will be sold.
It reads like department store.
It gives department
store. Like, I'm sure they're going to have a counter at, like, Printemps downtown.
Have you been to Printemps?
Not yet. Whew. It's like a whole thing, right? It's just crazy. A very well-designed department store.
Yeah. It's like a museum.
Yeah.
I actually really, if you didn't know, I'm a homosexual. I really felt like I was on the set of Wicked. I mean, it was like that ornate. Wow. There's not a safe place to rest your eyes. It's crazy. Damn. It's crazy.
Store and brand activation in one.
Really, though. And they have just a table of perfume, which is like kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But I'm also like, how is this
organized? Remember when they opened, and obviously they wanted press, so they were inviting all the beauty editors. And the beauty section looks like a little, it looked kind of like an amusement park. Or like a, not a ride, but one of those like interactive kind of things.
It felt like Vegas. I actually liked that the focus was on the space and not on the product.
I thought that was cool, actually. Yeah.
It was neat.
Uh huh. Because it doesn't matter what we sell.
Right? No, really, though.
People will come here.
No one can afford it
just
anyway.
Just to be in it. I think Printemps was, it's a Parisian department store.
Yeah.
The last time I was in Paris, which I think was like 2013, no joke, I was shopping there and this older saleswoman kept following me around and yelling at me in French. And I was like,
right.
And I was buying some things and they were in my hands and she kept saying in French, you have to buy this now. And I'm still shopping. What is your deal? And she like made me buy, it was like a wallet and some little accessories. Mm. And I was like, do you think I'm shoplifting? I don't understand. What's wrong with you?
Again, famed shoplifter.
No, but it's like I wasn't being shady. I was like, they're visibly in my hands.
Right.
These are open spaces. Like, what is the deal? It was so odd. And even odder is she had two black eyes. I was like, what happened to you?
Who are you mad at?
Yeah, I was like, what's going on? I don't know. That was a very strange Printemps experience.
Oh, it was at me. Okay. Okay.
What?
I didn't realize it was at Printemps. We'll go back.
We'll go back and then I'll yell at them instead and be like, this is for Paris. And then they'll ask me to leave politely.
In front of us sits the new, often asked about Miu Miu scent.
It's called Mutine.
Yes. And
I kind of like that name.
Sable was very excited to get her hands on this, as was I, because I'll smell anything. And
while reading these notes, I was like, that's not what I would have.
Can you read it to me?
It's not what I would have thought at all.
It's pretty.
It's wild strawberry.
Okay.
Gardenia, brown sugar, vanilla, patchouli oil. End of list. They call it a Chypre. Yeah. Again, I was like, what?
This is so fruity and juicy.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. So the list of notes does not correspond to the copy in which they say Mutine is characterized by a sophisticated blend of bright citrus, a floral heart, and a rich base of oak moss and patchouli. So I guess, sure, that's technically a Chypre profile build.
This is really pretty. Different than I thought.
It's like you get like almost a sharp citrus at first. It's so tart, it's a little sharp.
It's actually, I hear you. To me, it's bringing me to peach. Not literally, but oh my God, it kind of smells like a nail salon in a good way.
Oh my God.
Like it really does actually.
It smells like a nail polish remover.
Yes. To have. It's a little acetone.
Yeah.
This literally smells like where my mom used to get her nails done when I was like digits.
Yeah.
Ugh, Linkin Park After Dark vibes.
So if you want to smell like nail polish remover.
But not in a bad way.
In the way that they fragrance nail polish removers.
Yes. It's like how I like gasoline in fragrances. No, I don't want to smell like literal gas. Yeah. Or maybe I do. But
it's really tart. Like a tart, bright citrus. I don't get any of the other shit they said.
No, it's so juicy.
None of the shit. It's just a big old citrus.
I get strawberry.
Yes, yeah, strawberry, but like a slightly unripe, not quite yet ripe strawberry.
Oh, this is pretty. Mutine.
It's a little bit tart for me on the first spray. I'm going to let it dry down a little bit. Cause I feel like once you get to know her, she might be a little sweeter.
Isn't Mutine, isn't that what the main person in Moulin Rouge was named?
Satine. Close.
Well, we'll never know.
Different prefix.
That's pretty.
Yeah. It's at Ulta? Okay.
I remember when, I don't know if it was the original, but the bottle that looks like this and the blue bottle with the red cap.
Yeah.
When that came out, that was a big moment.
Yeah.
And I didn't love it. I love the bottle. Didn't really love the scent. I really like this.
Oh my God. The Ulta copy is totally different and off. It calls it a warm floral gourmand. Like, no.
Floral gourmand. No.
All of those things are wrong except for floral, technically.
I'd give them warm floral fruity. Warm.
I wouldn't say warm. Floral. I'd say room temperature floral fruity. You're getting lukewarm floral.
Stagnant floral.
Been out on the counter warm floral. Like, it's not cold, but it's not warm.
This is actually better than I thought.
They should have just called it a strawberry scent, honestly, because that's the most, that's what I get.
This is better than I expected, to be honest.
Cheeky, but sophisticated. I think you can be both. I don't think you need to be butts.
Enough with the butts.
Enough with the butts. No more butts, guys.
Wow.
I don't quite get gardenia either.
It's getting more floral on me, actually, as it wears.
Yeah. I think once the tart wears off, then you're like, oh, okay. I'm pleasantly. That's why I was like, maybe when it wears down a bit.
I'm pleasantly surprised by this.
Yeah.
Do you like the bottle?
I love the bottle. Okay. I like how it looks like the bags with that kind of like crisscross embossed.
I kind of like the original bottle better, but I do like this amber black and white. That's pretty. I'm just like, you're Miu Miu. Why is anything black on here?
The blue, the light blue is like their kind of, is their color, right?
And they've been doing so much with pinks.
And pinks. What other fragrances do they have?
They're all in this bottle, which I think is
cute. I love the bottles. I remember actually getting a bottle of that, I think, when I was at Allure. And I was like, this is nice, but it's not for me. Which of the designer brands is doing unexpectedly complex fragrances?
I've been thinking a lot about sort of the way we and others talk about like mass designer brands and their fragrances. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to, what am I trying to say? See the fragrance in the context that it lives in. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I think there's a lot of, I think we're past have smelled, I don't fucking know, like a Gucci fragrance and been like,
yeah,
sure. But it's also like, Gucci's not here to break new ground with fragrance. So I would love it if they did. It'd be really cool.
When they release their little expensive collections, mm-hmm. I feel like those are the more artistic. Or like they give you more range in terms of palatability.
Right.
Where they'll go in slightly more daring directions.
Right.
But for the standalone releases, they keep it pretty safe.
Yeah. But I guess my point is it's easy to knock some of these fragrance brands because it's boring or it's expected, but we are fragrance people, you know what I mean? To me, if I wanna be wowed by a scent or really challenged by a scent, I know where to go and it's not the department store.
I don't think people want to be challenged by scents.
And that's okay. You know, like,
I think people just want to smell good.
I was watching again a reel by Funmi Monet and she was like, I don't want to smell like a coffin. Like, I want to smell pretty. And I'm like, someone said it. Thank you.
I think most people say that.
I don't know. But I guess that is a good question. Who is the most unexpected mass, like department store designer brand?
I don't know.
Is there even one?
That's not a private collection.
Yeah, that's not premier collection.
Expensive elite bullshit. Not bullshit, but...
This might be an outdated take, but I would say Armani. I would say I like a lot of their mass, their mass collections. But again, those are maybe 20 years old at this point.
True.
15, 20, so...
The older ones. I feel like the newer ones are a lot more... You can clearly tell they were like crowdsourced, trend-reported creations.
Yeah.
And not to say they're bad, I think they're very good because of that, but you can tell, okay, yes, this is a juicy floral amber, got it. I almost want to say Dolce & Gabbana.
Flop.
Yeah. It is unfortunate because it's like Olivia Cresp does all of their scents, like all of their scents are done by the best of the best, and I was like, you, stop.
Yeah.
Why?
My favorites, again, are Burberry and who did I say last week? I was praising a mass brand. We'll go with Burberry, but... Yeah.
Burberry is quite good, actually,
for
men, specifically, as well as Hermes for men. Goes.
You know what, actually?
Yeah.
That's a really good point. Wait, let me close that loop. Burberry, to me, is my favorite mass brand, but are they challenging? Probably not.
No.
I think Burberry Touch is a little surprising, but again, 20, 25 years old. I really love their new women's fragrances, but they're very safe. They're just very good.
Yep.
You just made a good point about Hermes. Mm-hmm. I think we can comfortably call them mass, especially like the Twillies.
That's
the,
true. Yeah, you that's know, true. Like, they do the Twilly line. I feel like is like the more mass of
the
them.
The H24 is mass, and
the stuff you'd find in Sephora.
But I do feel like is a bit more left field, surprising. They take all the same tools that a mass brand has, but then builds something familiar but unexpected. to me.
Yeah. I just think that they're a lot more pleasant and they don't have so much of the masculinity motor oil in them that a lot of the designer brands have.
Such a good point.
I feel like they almost inject a little bit of quote unquote what's considered feminine in the olfactive world into it, and it just creates such a well-balanced and complex blend.
I would also venture to say that a lot of their stuff is more unisex.
Agreed. Yeah. A lot of their stuff that's for men, I think, is not necessarily, you get that read from it. Mm-hmm. Like, I would wear H24, mm-hmm. and if you had marketed for a woman, I'd be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Even their, again, I know that we're not talking Premier lines, but I don't know. Those just feel so, those feel like, those actually don't feel like mass perfumes mm-hmm. to me.
I would say Margiela has the one of the most, I guess, like creatively interesting, but it's like
Replica?
Like, I agree. Are they considered designer mass?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, they are now. Yeah. They're fucking everywhere, but I do feel like they have the most kind of creative point of view with their releases.
And I appreciate them. You're right.
They commit to a bit.
They do commit to a bit. And I like that.
They're not just like pretty, invigorating, youthful, which is like all the other shit. Every beauty counter kind of brand relies on these things you would want to be if you were going to finishing school. Sophisticated, feminine, youthful, vivacious. Okay. Calling a smell youthful is, I'm like, what?
Yeah, right.
Even like when Marc Jacobs did Marc Jacobs scents in like the 2010s maybe, or like the first 10 years of Y2K, those and parallel the Narcisa Rodriguez scents.
I'm going to on that one.
Yeah.
You are more literate with Narciso, though.
Yeah.
Who I thought that was a woman until last week. So maybe I don't have a place to speak here.
All of the scents, like the popular ones, are, it's just like a white floral balm little bit.
Right.
And I think at the time when they were released, nobody was leaning that far into white floral.
Really?
Maybe. It like exists in the world of like Fracas. Like she's a daughter of Fracas kind of thing.
But Fracas has many sons.
Yes. The people who love that shit, love that shit. Mm-hmm. And that was the scent, the one in the black bottle that maybe, I think it was just like for her that I was like, oh, I like white florals. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm drawn to. Okay. Got it.
I'm dipping my toe in, but even then I was approaching the tuberose era this summer, but I've changed.
Yeah.
Marc Jacobs. Yeah. You know what I wish? Speaking of Marc Jacobs, you also make a great point with the Marc Jacobs of it all. I say this with so much love and affection for the brand, but I do wish that there was a little less of a focus on Daisy.
Yeah.
And
I wish he did more standalone
putting
stuff.
A thousand.
Well, there's Perfect now. That's like the new franchise.
Yeah. Yeah. But like he was doing, they were doing some cool shit in the 2010s.
Yeah.
Like remember Decadence? Uh-huh. Oh, that was unexpected.
The little purse.
It was just heavy.
But like the classic one, maybe it was just like Marc Jacobs. Maybe that was just the name of it. Mm-hmm. Like an eponymous one. It was like the rectangle bottle. Mm-hmm. It was white with a black cap. Mm-hmm. And then they had For Men, of course.
That's one of my like all-timers.
But that would, I think, was one of, I was like, oh, like this to me is like a really fancy endurance.
That one's exquisite. Yeah. Oh my God.
And then they realized people just want these plastic flowers.
Yeah,
and
right.
Here we go.
We got to give them props.
Yeah. Speaking of, I went back into my big bag of Coty Lab samples after you were talking about
the never-ending bag of Coty Lab samples.
And I picked up, well, now that half of them are like unembargoed, I'm like, oh, I can actually wear these and talk about them now. Sure. Cool. So I picked up Daisy Wild Oh So Intense, and I didn't get to smell the original Daisy Wild. I just, that one just skipped.
Really?
It just skipped me. I don't know.
I love that one.
And I remember, I remember you saying you loved it. And I tend to, with Marc Jacobs scents, when he does intenses, I tend to like them better. Hmm. Or at least that is true of Perfect and the original Daisy. So with Daisy Wild, I picked it up and I was like, oh, it's banana. Mm-hmm. And then I wore it. And then as it dries down, I was like, it's so much more than banana. Mm-hmm. And then I was really surprised at how the build, or at least on their website, is like quite simple. They just call out banana blossom, jasmine extract and tuberose, and amber and sandalwood. And I'm sure there's a lot more shit in there. It's just what they call out.
It smells like brulee banana almost.
Yeah. But it is a very beautiful floor. It's a very dressed up banana, I will say.
Oh, it's pretty.
Yeah. It's like a chiffon banana. It's just so...
Silk!
Yeah. It's so... It's such a silky ride wearing this. Like, you don't smell like a candy. You get the effect, but then when it dries down, it just becomes this kind of like transparent chiffon veil of the jasmine and the tuberose and the amber. And then it's quite, it wears pretty light, but it sticks around for a long time because I was smelling it. I woke up the next day and I could smell it on my hair. And it smelled really nice.
To wear this, yeah. I without blowing up anyone's spot, I think that there are many things that sort of resemble this in the bag.
Yeah,
To break any embargoes, but
There are a couple future currently embargoed scents that I was like, well, if it isn't banana.
Yeah, but I think this one, damn it.
Yeah.
I think this smells like a straight banana on the blotter.
It does. But then give it 10 minutes and then you start getting a lot more.
Should I put it on?
God, you put on so much already. I wish Mutine had some banana in her. Ooh, I can smell it from across the table. And it's just when I wear it, I'm like, I'm a pretty girl. La, 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 la.
Okay, fine. I put it on.
Yeah.
Every time I leave here, I have a migraine.
Like, if anything, maybe it's because I associate banana notes with banana candy. Like, that to me reads immediately youthful, playful, unserious. And that's what I like in these types of scents. So I was like, it's just such a playful scent. It's really pretty. I'm curious what the original smells like.
I love the original Daisy Wild. Oh my God. It smells like a Barbie in the best possible way.
I remember you saying that. Are there other... I was assuming that the Daisy Wild would be a flankerization of a flanker because it kind of makes sense. I also love that the bottle... They put extra stems under the flowers.
Isn't that cute?
It's really cute.
I love Daisy Wild. I think it doesn't get nearly enough shine.
I don't hear anyone talking about it at all, which is kind of crazy.
There's so many goddamn daisies.
Yeah, but aren't we bored of the daisies?
Well, I mean, clearly.
They have an upcoming collection that we can't talk about till December that I'm gagged for.
Cunt, it is so good. It is. I'm sorry.
It is their cuntiest collection yet. And I'm really excited for that. I tried calling them in, but it's a couple months out.
It's too early.
We'll see. Yeah. But I was like, I don't know. You have
them. I like them so much. I'd buy one.
I actually might buy one. No, I might actually. I actually, because I feel like the bottles will be super, super collectible. I want one.
Okay. So Daisy Wild. What the hell am I wearing? Daisy Wild. Oh, so hard.
Oh, so intense.
Oh, so intense.
Because they did perfect. They did perfect. Oh, so intense. And now they have perfect absolute. So I was like, where are you going
with this? I love perfect. Oh, so intense.
Me too.
No, wait.
I love the perfect intense.
I love Daisy. Oh, so intense.
You also love that. Yeah.
That's what I love.
Yeah.
This, I like the original Daisy Wild better, but this is, I don't want to say better than I expected, but damn. It is really banana.
It's very banana. Ooh, interesting. The original calls out, it's kind of the same list, except instead of tuberose, they have macadamia accord.
That's right.
Which kind of sounds like more what I would like. We voted nut, best accord, so.
True.
Interesting.
This has a... Like I said, a brulee sort of sticky depth to it that would actually bring me to macadamia in this, but I guess not.
Interesting.
I'm looking this up. I want to see the cursed Fragrantica build. Banana flower. Oh, it's exactly what you said. Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't want to talk about them yet because I've only worn one of the two, but a new fragrance brand called Salt and Sage sent me their two fragrances that have recently come out, and don't know anything about them, don't know anything about the founder. I've only worn one, but I am so thrilled by it that I don't want to talk about it yet because I want to wear the other and see what she gives. But I guess talking about mass versus niche versus, I don't want to say how to fairly talk about a fragrance, but again, I think saying that Miu Miu isn't super avant-garde and innovative, it's well, duh. But a new niche brand, not tied to anything. I do expect something like that from, I hunger to be wowed. And I put this on yesterday. It's called Moon Ring, moon like the moon.
Yeah.
And like I told you off mic, I was so excited by it.
Wow.
Let me take a beat.
Moon Ring.
Moon
Interesting.
Ring. Yeah.
I love the moon.
Really, really, really exciting. I love a new idea. And
I love it. We love new ideas, guys. Keep giving us new ideas.
Especially from a new brand.
Yeah.
Really beautiful. Can't wait to... I want to bring them over. Or I'm sure he'll send you. Mm-hmm. Also, the bottles are stunning. The whole thing is just so, so, so nicely done.
Good for them.
If he'll send them to me, he'll send them to you.
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes with indie, self-funded, self-made projects, I feel a bit guilty. I'm like, I'm not going to ask you for...
I feel the exact same.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not going to ask you for a free show.
But he reached out to me. So
yeah, fair. If
they
have discovery sets or sample sizes, then I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. If you reach out to me, sure, you can send me them for free. But
I do feel that guilt of, I'll ask anyone for anything, but yeah, I try to be a little bit more.
But most of them will send them to us because we have a platform that could be potentially
helpful.
So sure. Yeah. And we're usually pretty happy and excited to talk to people who are doing this shit on their own.
Of course.
I think the only samples I've ever bought was Universal Flowering.
Oh, I bought those too.
Yeah. And that was just a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. I love them.
What's she up to?
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I was like, haven't seen anything.
Moving in silence.
Moving in silence is funny because it's the loudest phrase.
yeah, right.
Like, truly, all this time when I'm just like, I don't have a job. I'm like, I'm moving in silence. No, I'm not. Give me money. I am excited actually about the guy where I get my hair cut. The guy who cuts my hair is like a creative director, and he's just like a very cool person who has his hands in lots of like different creative pies. He's a documentary maker and obviously a hairstylist and does all sorts of creative direction and stuff like that, makes products for other non-beauty brands. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you're a fragrance expert. I'm having trouble nailing this fragrance down for this redacted client. It's a jewelry brand that's pretty big. And I was like, I don't have jewelry. And so he's asked to bring me in if I wanted to consult on that. And I was like, yes.
Sick.
All I ever want to do is consult on smells.
That'd be a fun consumer to do it for too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
it was just really funny because they're like a pretty big brand. And he's like, yeah, they have a pretty small team. And I was like, that's so crazy to me. When you see these like huge brands with so many stores and everyone's talking about them and they have a really small team, which I'm like, those poor girls.
I'm one of those poor girls. No, that's exciting. And yeah. I'm really excited to see where that shakes out, because that I could see that going in a couple fun directions.
I know. Excited about it.
Fuck yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Also, I'm like, give me jewelry.
I'm fully in campaign mode right now.
Ew.
Boy. No, it's okay.
Campaign for what?
A new scent coming out.
How many scents y'all release a year? Because you just had the Mojave Peach.
Mm-hmm. This year it's going to be 3.
Three is a good number for... You got like a summer scent, a fall winter scent, and then a spring scent.
We'll see. But I'm really excited for this upcoming launch. There are some things that I want to tell you about off mic. It's not taking over my life. It's just things are intense, but it's cool. Sometimes I was like in the shower today thinking about it, and I was like, oh, I did all that. That's cool. So yeah, well, we'll be seeing some stuff pretty soon.
I feel like the fun part of working creative for a brand is like getting to exercise that, have your vision manifest in real life.
Yeah. And it's always a group effort, you know, I always say it's a group effort, but I really am like pushing all of this shit through. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. So we'll see. I feel a lot of pressure. I feel an immense amount of pressure.
Are we taking care of ourselves?
But yeah.
Are we?
Yeah, okay, we actually are. We're sleeping. We're back in therapy. Everything is good. But
what's funny is a friend of mine did a panel, like one of those, like, how do I reach these kids? Those like college panels. So here's a person like in their field excelling. And then the kids get to ask them questions.
Sure.
And one of them was just like, how do you avoid burnout? And she's like, I don't think there's like an honest way to say this, but like you kind of don't.
No, you don't.
Yeah. That's one of those questions that I'm like, I feel like it's when someone's like, how do you achieve all of your dreams without burning out? You don't. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know. I think about that a lot. And I think like a lot of why I'm in therapy is just like anxiety, but always related really to work, basically. Because like I don't have all that much anxiety in my personal life, I don't think. But
I'm the opposite.
Oh, yeah, you really are. Yeah.
Like, I'm the literal opposite.
Yeah, I think having essentially been freelance up until I was 31, 30, writing all day, bartending all night, I'm just used to so much work and like used to all of these hours.
Yeah.
That doing work that I enjoy, that I think now that I am certainly more corporate and still with freelance and the podcast and everything, it's, I don't realize how much it is all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind working late, like whatever, but sometimes I just don't realize how much I'm doing at all times.
Yeah. But if it's fulfilling,
it is.
Then it feels energizing.
It does.
Then you don't run out.
You look at where I was last year. And again, not to be like the only person in the world who has had a shitty job before, but you look at where I was last year and it's like, I can do a lot and I can withstand a lot, but I didn't realize how burned out I was.
I walked past that place the other day in Soho and I hissed at it.
Good. Love and light.
No.
Yeah.
Darkness and hate.
No, but just, yeah, I would love to live in a world without burnout, but.
But unfortunately, our government does not support a living wage, so.
Or anything else. I also, on the flip side of that, I'm also sort of in the day-to-day, like when things aren't like on fire, when it's not like launch week and whatever, the weeks that you're gonna work late, whatever, I am getting to a point where like, yeah, I'm done, like I'm good. It's 7 o'clock, I can shut my laptop, whatever.
You know what, get a high yield savings account. Just let it just keep putting stuff in there. And then you're like, oh my god, my money makes money.
I should do that
and invest wisely, not for nothing. Like I had lunch with an old coworker of mine from Allure. I hadn't caught up with her in like years and it was really nice, but she was like, it looks like you're doing so much. Oh my gosh, like you're so busy and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what are you talking about? Mm. I post bullshit. I don't do anything. I am in the red, my friend. No.
Oh, it's funny because someone said that to me too. And I like don't post about work. Like whether it's freelance, I'll post shit I write, but not brand stuff. Yeah. Like even freelance brand stuff. I don't really post work.
Mm-hmm. Me neither.
Like you, I'm just like, here's a pink car.
Yeah.
But someone was like, you're doing so much. You have your hand in so much, like all the time, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's true. But how do you know that? No, I appreciate it, but.
I genuinely want to investigate that without sounding so like self-interested. But I was like, what do you mean? What am I giving off that gives you that impression? Because as far as I know, I'm just posting dumbass shit.
It looks like you work a lot. Really? Even from the outside, knowing both sides of it.
That's insane to me.
I think you've been working more lately.
I will, on average, post like 1 to 2 stories a month that I've worked on. And it's not because I'm picking the best of the best. That's because that's all I'm working on that month. And I need people to know so they give me more jobs.
Yeah.
And I turned down a lot of shit that I probably shouldn't have. But the truth is, speaking to burnout again, I'm like, I just can't write the same shit over and over again. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm running out of ways to self-plagiarize at this point. Oh. For a big enough check, I will do it. And I've been procrastinating and dragging my feet about a piece because it's like a really big paycheck for a thing that I'm like, this should be so easy. I've done this a million times before, but I'm like, I just don't care. Mm. I don't care anymore.
You
stop looking at yourself. Stop.
You wave a check in front of my face and that laptop is open. I said, she has clocked in.
My goal is always to work to earn the most amount of money for the least amount of work. That's my goal in life.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you. Oh, you know what I did do?
What?
I don't know what got into me. I made a mood board for a fragrance. I know.
Well, well, well.
I know.
You know what? The gears could very well be in motion.
I still don't know that's something I want to do, though, because I think this is what I think of the many thoughts I have.
I want someone else to make the fragrance.
I don't care about that.
With my name on it.
I'm
tired of working.
I think about what you did, and I wouldn't want to do it the exact same way.
No, you wouldn't.
But like...
You would hate it, but you'd be really good at it.
Drag me. Thank you. I'd want to do a few things differently, but I think about how you did it, and I'm like, well... She also has 22,000 followers and had a book moment to do it with.
Yeah.
There was a lot of like momentum there.
It was a very intentional reasoning behind it.
Yeah.
Which carried it.
And I don't like have that, which is fine.
Yeah.
But I think that was so smart of you. I think I could do it. I know I could do it. I just don't want to sit on a bunch of stock. You know what I mean?
You will sit on a bunch of stock.
And that's what I don't want to. Yeah. I mean, but like you sold through it.
Yeah.
In a year. Under a year.
No, in a year.
Okay, a year and some change.
That
I would be comfortable with, but again, the mechanisms are different.
Yeah, totally.
And again, I don't hunger to release a fragrance, to start a brand at all.
No.
I think I'm going to do a fragrance at some point, mm-hmm. so I'm just putting some pieces together.
I want someone else to do it. Do it for me.
I'll do some parts of it myself, but...
Yeah, I'll do all the creative.
Yeah.
I love doing the creative.
But...
I love ideas.
I could see it in 5 years. Or 2 years.
Yeah.
3 years.
5 years is a long time, and also it goes by so fast.
Ugh, I know.
I know. But... People keep asking us, they're like, when are you going to do fragrance? And I was like, oh, as if it's that easy. And maybe I made it look easy, but you know what? It wasn't at the same time, because a lot of it, to be fair, is just sending emails and making decisions.
What I really want to do.
Really hard to do.
What I really want to do over doing my own is doing the set with you. The set of 2 fragrances, like the Sable and the Tynan, Wear Them Together, Wear Them Apart.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
Layer them.
But,
oh my God, our very own Nirvana Black and White.
Right. But doing 2 fragrances means doing 2 fragrances.
But if they're paired, they're kind of the same. It's like 1.5 each.
Yeah, but like if you're buying the same amount of raw materials and then you have twice as, it's like, ugh.
Fundage.
But yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. I love having creative projects. That's what I find most spiritually fulfilling for me. Mm-hmm. It's like a good thing to understand where you want to be, what you enjoy doing, and then funneling everything through that. And I enjoy making things. Mm-hmm. I'm happiest when I'm making things. Mm-hmm. So now I can direct all of my opportunities towards that. I'm like, what am I going to make? Unfortunately, right now, funding is always the issue with that. So I'm like,
I don't know where I'm at. It's like, I've never been more confident in my fucking whatever skill set. And I think all of these things that I said and I would never do are so much more achievable now. Mm-hmm. And they probably always have been. I just never believed it.
Yeah.
And now I do. But it's like, why do I have to have this realization while the world's fucking ending? You know what I mean? It's like, there are just for some to be smart and prudent about a few things. Damn, this would have been way easier 4 years ago. Or safer. I don't know. And I guess risks are never safe. That's why they're risks. But we'll see.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know. Between the two of us and our polar opposite of anxieties. We should be so productive. So efficient.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this got weird.
This got a little existential, but okay. It wouldn't be Smell-U-Later if we didn't talk about anything but fragrance for a long time. But this time it was at the end.
If you wrote it out with us,
thank you.
We thank you. Will we have merch by now? We will.
Not by Tuesday.
Yeah, we will.
Really?
Why? Why would we not have it by Tuesday? We're shooting it now. It'll be fine.
Fine.
New merch dropping today.
This week.
All we have to do is post the video, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. I don't know why in my head I was like,
It's done. Okay. It's right there.
We have a pile of new merch sitting on my sofa right now.
It's
that we have to put on and shoot.
It's so cute.
You. It's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll love them.
I'm really happy with
it. If you've ever wanted to wear a garment that tells people to smell you later, have we the thing for you?
We have our, we need to name her. We have our emblem on the front and we have a sort of like BMX motocross cascading word mark down the back and a sleeve graphic, which is...
Oh my God, don't get it away. I want to, yeah, let's just...
I didn't say any of that. That was all lies. I do want to talk, okay, we'll do it next week, but I do want you to talk about your inspiration for Let's Go to the Movies. But we can do that next week.
Okay, we can do that next week, yeah.
Okay. Check out the website where you can view said merch that I did not just blow up our spot about.
Follow us on Instagram at smileylater.mp3. I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck, and you can also go to our website, smileylater.live, where you can leave us a voice note and shop merch that will be new at some point. And until next time, we will
smell you later.